We're coming now to the final session. We hope to use this session to summarize and knit together some of the other themes that what I believe has been a very fruitful. Refer to one of the speakers
at
the beginning of the Mormon
generation. Htio sam da kažem što jedna osoba
right at the beginning by Elder Henry B. Eyring. He was the first speaker after the conference started. I've long been influenced, and I've quoted in these sessions before some remarks that I once heard him make. You would not necessarily know this, but he was someone who earlier in his life had received a doctorate in business administration from Harvard and had a distinguished teaching career, teaching and practicing principles of business management.
And from
empirical evidence that unless you write down action items at the end of a conference, practical results are
praktični rezultati su.
So, I've also heard in the past about the importance of listening to messages and acting on
važno je slušati poruke koje dolaze u tvom smeru. I nadam se da su sve delegati, participanti
i drugi. We can do and write it down.
Što smo naučili, šta mi možemo da uzmemo i napisali. Naš
door of revelation that has been lost simply because people didn't take the time to.
Rekao da ima mnogo što se izgubi ako ljudi ne uzmu vreme da napišu.
Find two pages in front of you, and I was a little nervous.
Pa papira ispred vas.
Out for my request.
Ja sam malo nervozan zato što nisu čekali da daju ove sve pakome. Nadam se da ste i našli ova papira što
is for you. The first page is
ocenu.
Unless they've seen
prva stranica je
a symposium evaluation form. And I'm going to actually take a minute and go over that now, because it's in English, and I realize this is less helpful for some of you. So I'm going
to engleskom ići ću u detalje da vidim da li
interpreters read as I'll read the questions.
Ja ću ovo čitati.
What the questions are, if you're not English speaking,
I'll
a little chart at first. I'm just going to go down and you can
što vam tumači.
That's transportation, hotel.
Prva je transportacija, druga hotel.
Sundance. You haven't been to the Humanitarian Center yet. Interpretation, conference facilities.
Ana.
Then there are
Humanitarski centar, to ćemo posla.
Questions. Maybe you can just make a note of what the gist of the question is and then give us some notes. Comments on any of the above.
Komenti ako imate.
Questions of the symposium. That's number one.
Prvo je komenti ako
number two. What comments do you have about the symposium theme, panel?
Komenti imate u što se tiče.
By the way, you can write these in your native language. As you know, we've developed ability for the most part to translate these. Which of the activities were most meaningful to you? That's number three. And number four, what's the most important insight you gained?
Nije vama ovde. Broj četiri, šta je najvažnije?
Plan to take any specific actions as a result of what you've heard, and if so, what? So that's the first page, and that.
Broj pet je da li planirate da uzmete neke specifične korake kao rezultat
And if you have time later and have additional comments, we will.
Imate vremena posle, imate još više komentara, možete i staviti.
Between this conference and conference number one, we've learned a lot. So we appreciate your comments and help on this. Now, on the second page, this is the page to be taken.
Na drugoj stranici možete poneti sa sobom.
Things,
možeš da piše.
You have the sense that you should do in coming days.
Možeš da uradiš za sledeće.
We hope you will find ways to put into action some of the ideas you have had are here.
Ali što ste čuli ovdje, neke stvari uzeti i
assistance, or you think that we might be able to do together in the future, write it down and let us know. One of the great things about these conferences over the years is the kinds of partnership and joint action that it has fostered. Now, a very practical thing that I'm telling you now, while I know everyone has interpreters that needs them. One of the first things you should write down on the second page, and do this for sure, write down the words luggage tags. Put my luggage tags on my luggage when I pack. Tomorrow morning we will be moving. Many people will be leaving after the events tomorrow, but we move everyone from the hotel to Salt Lake City. You will either end up on airplanes tomorrow afternoon or at a hotel there where you can easily make connections on Thursday. Your luggage tags ensure that your luggage will get to the right place when you need it. So, very important. Put my luggage tags on my luggage when I pack. And if you are missing luggage tags or don't know what we're
talking about,
you'll be able to get them tonight at the dinner. But don't forget that note. Okay. Second note. One of the things, we're doing something a little different this year. There's been a picture list that you could pick up, pictures and bios of the participants. But all of this information will be on our website. But there are going to be two things. The picture list does not have email and contact information. And we understand that that information should not be, for many of you, on a public website. However, we know that many of you would like to have information about other people participating in the conference. And so our plan is to have a page on the website that we will send you a link to this. It will not be publicly accessible, and it will have a list of people's coordinates, email, and so forth. So you'll get that as an email when you get home in a few days. Some of you, I know, are in sensitive positions, and for a variety of practical reasons, it may not work for you to have, even on that kind of more private website, to have your coordinates. If that applies to you, and just let us know, let Deborah know, or you've all got Deborah's email coordinates, or you'll get them when you get this email. Just let us know if there's a problem. Most people would like to have the participant list so you can keep in touch with people, but we want to respect people's wishes on that. Okay. Now, at this point, I would like to express a few words of thanks. Well, we're thankful to all of you for the time you have given for these conference days. We're thankful to Justice Yaak Zakub for his thoughtfulness in the opening session in expressing gratitude out of order. We think that was appropriate. I think gratitude is never out of order. And in some senses, it is an attitude of being and should become a well from which all our actions flow. So let me express some added thanks now. We know you have traveled far, left family and loved ones behind, left desks that are accumulating work at home while you've been gone, and we also know of the intensity of your contributions here. One of the things we treasure about this conference is the opportunity to provide, that it provides to make deep and lasting friendships. I just think of some of those of you who I've known for a long time, and am extremely grateful for that. We also have opportunities to grow in sympathy and compassion for each other's challenges. I'll always remember being at a conference in Romania one year, and the head of religious affairs was there, and I was criticizing some of his actions as usual. And finally, in desperation, he just looked at me, looked at the audience and said, "I'd like to see Professor Durham manage my desk for one day." So I have trouble managing my own desk. So he struck a fair response. The point is, one of the things I have learned by getting to know so many of you is some of the challenges that you face and the decisions that you have to make, how difficult they are, how much you care about them, and how much we learn from you as we discuss these together. Certainly, each of you has blessed our lives by your mere presence, by sharing your thoughts and ideas, and adding in countless ways to the success of our conference. Now, there are a lot of people who have been given, and they've done so much. I'm going to try and mention as many as I can. I'm sure I'll forget some, but I'd like to, first of all, express thanks to the student volunteers.
Studentima koji su volunteer.
Committee. This is really an incredible group of students, and this year has been really unmatched. They have, you have seen what they add, everything from holding the signs to meeting you at the airport. What you haven't seen is the countless hours behind the scenes, the minute-by-minute plan of the conference that's about that thick, and the incredible work that they have done. Second, we had a remarkable hosting group this year, many from this community, but many who have come from other parts of the country to be here. Our hosting committee has been led by Linda Neron and Lynn Anderson. I think they should both stand. I see Linda and Lynn. Also, I'd like to recognize Lynn Madsen, who's the center historian for our center, and Dwayne Madsen, who's the chair of our International Advisory Board. And they've been, two of you should stand. You've seen them. Among other things, they've been working with us to make a photographic record of our proceedings. They've done many other things as well. I'd like to especially also mention the other members of our International Advisory Council. Many have come from long distances, and many are here because of their great love for your countries and for the principle of religious freedom. Third, we owe a special vote of thanks this year to Judge J. Clifford Wallace. Let's see, am I seeing him? There you are. You should stand up for a moment. Cliff has been one of the longtime supporters of the conference. He, after about 17 years, actually missed one, but only because he had to be at a very important judicial conference meeting somewhere else. But he is, as you know, we've had a judicial track, as you could say, in this year, and this could not have been set up without his generous time and his connections and all that he has done to make that possible. There are also several people here at the law school that need to be thanked. This starts with the dean and faculty members. Well, and I should suppose the students. The students haven't, they've given up this week of class to be, have a break. What was harder, though, is to make room for the translation services. They had to move classes around, some last week. So there's been a lot of support from the law school community as a whole. Gary Buckway and Vance Everett from Media Services have been played a vital role. Lori Anderson at the BYU Travel Office has done a lot of your tickets. We owe special thanks to John Moran from Audiovisual, to Denny Elder, who's been our producer, and Darren Brown, our program manager. The two of them together have managed all that goes with translation and preparing the audio streams that are being recorded. And finally, Fabio Sagabin, who has supervised translation. And of course, none of this would work without our interpreters and those who have translated many items in advance. So if we could thank that group. We owe special thanks to Bill Atkin, the Associate Counsel for International Affairs of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who has been helpful in countless ways, as well as those working with him and those who have provided assistance from the Church's Department of Public Affairs. On our own staff, several people have been crucial. Elizabeth Clark, the Associate Director of the Center, who has assumed overall responsibility for management of this conference, deserves special credit. She's had countless late nights. But everyone in our center gets involved. Bob Smith is managing director, Brett Scharfs and Gary Doxey as associate directors, Don Luthayer is our managing editor, Marshall Maurice, our website development manager, Gayla Sorensen, who works with many volunteers for the center, Dave Kirkham and Scott Isaacson, who are senior fellows and area advisors, and then to our secretaries, Jessica Thomas, Ali Savage, and finally, last but certainly not least, Deborah Wright, who all of you and all of us owe a special debt of gratitude for her countless hours. In the time we have left, I want to divide this in two parts. First, I've asked a number of those of you to make some brief comments. Just to get one of the really hard things about this conference is deciding which of the split out sessions you will go to. You can take some comfort from the fact that if you're really diligent, you can go home, and these will be, a lot of these are taped, and you can listen to them on the internet. But it's a hard choice. And so we hoped that we could benefit from having a number of people who could just make some comments from various perspectives. This is not intended, there's no possible way we could summarize everything that's been going on. But I thought by picking some people from various regions and with various backgrounds, we could help bring back to mind some of the impressions that are important. So I'm just going to call on people and hope that if they can come down quickly, and I will restrict them to 5 minutes maximum. They get bonus points if they're at three. This is someone representing the audience. This is David Rodarmel.
On je bio, imao govor prije par godina.
For the U.S. government. He's here in his personal capacity this year as a member of the audience, and he could come first, and then he'll be followed by
Ruby
and then Judge Anthony Penrose Randerson.
I onda će Anthony doći drugi ili možda dođu zajedno. Znači,
okay. Distinguished delegates,
delegate.
The Office of International Religious Freedom ended last summer. I'm in the habit of coming to these conferences and enjoyed them so.
Posao ovaj završio prošle godine, ali opet sviđa mi se da dođem ovde. Znači došao sam opet ove godine iz Stuttgarta, Nemačke.
The theme of this conference, in my experience, the U.S. policy has been to.
Jesam iznenađen. Od ove konferencije.
To promote international religious freedom, a point of U.S. foreign policy, but not in the sense of attempting to get other countries to adopt our interpretations of religious freedom, but rather.
Mislimo da uzmemo druge države da uzmiju religijsku slobodu. Značenje te religijske slobode što mi mislimo ovde. Bio sam iznenađen
na in this symposium this year on how we really have a ways to go yet in our various countries and cultures in deciding what those international.
Mi još te idemo u našim državama pojedinčkim i da odlučimo šta je taj odgovor i možemo imati drugačije prevođenja.
Presentation yesterday of Mr. Chief Justice.
Juče je Chief Justice Zaki.
Where he talked about the practicalities of applying law to decisions, even if that national
odluka
unique
može još imati svoju pojedin odgovor
with other perhaps interpretations
i kako da kažem
in the international community. So we
still
a way to go in working together in our pluralistic world, but I such as this one help us greatly.
Mislim da konferencije kao ova mogu nam pomoći na tom putu i ja vam zahvaljujem za
So next, Marietta Bangura from Sierra Leone, Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs.
I want to thank you all.
Idem vam zahvalim svima što ste me pozvali na ovaj sastanak.
It has given me an insight into around the world.
Znanje o vezi drugih religija i kako ljudi, šta ljudi misle o religijama po svetu. Problemi religije.
And they do not relate to the beliefs or the practices. The problem most times stem from our cultural and political.
Kulturni ili politički.
Religion to achieve it.
The
thrown out. We have seen most of it in the discussions and per se, it's not a problem.
The
problem is politics.
Što sam ja dobila je da nije religija problem, nego politika i tako slične stvari.
Lots of people from different backgrounds.
Da upoznaš druge različite ljude.
Lasting relationship with them.
Pokate. I mislim da sam stegla prijateljstvo s njima.
Strike me from this this symposium is that there is a need for each country to have melting pot, like what we have in Sierra Leone, the Inter-Religious Council, to actually discuss issues relating to religion, to see how they can bridge the gap. They should ask.
Imagine the Monvesco Vieche, of course, in Sierra Leone.
Exist in all the regions.
Imamo religije u svakoj djelu.
And I believe the other regions can make good use of an interreligious council to settle disputes among religion. Of course, the law is there, but when there's
no zakon je tamo, ali
to mediate on cases.
Kada
don't will be cool off. And another thing that really fascinated me was the volunteerism of the students. I was really touched in the way they actually acted as a host. They've been really wonderful to us. And I believe as delegates, we should take that home with us. It should be part of us to make sure that whatever we do it in the best interest of the people and not for a selfish end. Indeed, it has been a pleasure. And I'm going to take all of what I've learned to my country.
Sve što sam naučila da uzmem nazad u moju državu.
Problems. But from the experience I've learned here, I believe I'm in a position to actually influence and advise my seniors back.
Mogu da dam savjet.
Code of conduct for all the people of Sierra Leone. I thank you.
Judge Anthony.
Ćemo sunce Antonija Andersona.
Yes.
Well, thank you,
Professore.
A newcomer to BYU religious studies, coming here from a small country far away, has been a unique.
Priljušlica koji je došao društvo Brigham Younga da poučava vjeru. Bilo vrlo zanimljivo doći ovdje.
Welcome here.
Vaša dobrodošlica je bila vrlo velikodušna. Moram reći da
the academic world,
to što nisam došla iz akademskog svijeta, bio sam jako impresioniran sa nivom učenja i
not only here,
i ekspertiza što ste vi ovdje se kupili i to što možemo imati kontakt sa ljudima kroz diljem svijeta, tako daleko kao što su Ukrajina i drugih mjesta koje tradicionalno nisu bili dio zapadnog svijeta, i to jedino može biti za dobro što su ti kontakti bili uspostavljeni i da nastavi.
We in New Zealand, I think, can...
I u Novom Zelandu možemo sebe smatrati da smo dosta sretni što nismo imali nekih velikih problema, ali ne treba se daleko tražiti. Spomenuo sam prije pacifične otoke i probleme koje tamo ima.
We've heard from,
i naravno čuli smo od ostalih drugih regija,
Muslim countries,
muslimanskim zemljama i u Africi i čak u Južnoj Africi, Južnoj Americi.
Opposed views,
i imaju čak protivne različite stavove što ljudi imaju prema vjerskim problemima. Pokušavamo popraviti razumijevanje, ali problemi znaju biti ponekad se čini da su preveliki, ali to ne trebamo se za to brinuti, to nas ne bi trebalo spriječiti da nešto napravimo sa time. Čini mi se da je ovo problem,
which has been around for a long time.
Možda isto za bolje riječ rečeno, što i ovdje već dugo vrijeme i da će još dugo biti ovdje i kroz, ne možemo vjerovati da kroz sav naš trud u našoj generaciji da ćemo riješiti sve probleme
in New Zealand that we've had.
O čemu smo pričali, kad se ja sjetim probleme koje smo trebali riješiti u Novi Zelandu što se tiče domorodaca Novog Zelanda.
Addressed by a very constructive process.
Pokušali smo to riješiti sa vrlo konstruktivnim procesom i čak smo se osobno s njima radili. Bilo su neka plemena koje su se žalile i ja bi im se ispričao. ono, zašto to tako dugo treba, oni su rekli, pa mi smo čekali ono 150 godina, što će nam još par godina štetiti.
To do our best.
Naše generacije mi trebamo napraviti najbolje što možemo i da priznamo da neće, da se neće sva probleme riješiti i da će i buduće naraštaje također morat nastaviti trud i rad koji smo započeli.
The other short point that I wanted to make.
Nešto što sam htio istaknuti jest da
as a matter of overall impression that the study of religion is of the religious
difference. Studije vjere da je važna, ali na kraju je manifestacija vjerskih razlika oko svijeta i socijalna
on freedom that
posljedice što ime radi ograničenje vjere od sekularne vlade i vlade koje imaju službene vjere i to su te socijalne implikacije ili manifestacije koje treba napasti i riješiti problem koji oni izazivaju. Ove akademske studije koje su istraživanje koje su napravili su vrlo važni u tom procesu, ali ima i drugih dimenzija socijalne, ekonomske, političke i legalne ili zakonske koje treba riješiti za kao dio ovog cijelog procesa, zapravo ima jedna stvar.
And don't need telling from me, it is that
da jedan treba napast ovaj
basis.
Ove probleme
can be brought into play in every forum where they are relevant.
Mnogo strana tako da bi se mogli riješiti. U simpozijima poput ovoga
and extended to include those wider sectors.
Biti proširena da uključuje one šire sektore, da na kraju nije, niti jedna od njih neće biti uspješna u sudovima s kojim sam ja o čemu ja najviše znam, mi možemo napraviti velike odluke i izjave, ali na kraju to su ljudi koji će ju riješiti te probleme. I edukacija će dati razumijevanje i toleranciju i koja će se nadamo učiniti svijetom boljim mjestom. Hvala vam na čast što sam bio pozvan ovdje. Drago mi je što sam mogao odigrati malu ulogu u ovom velikom projektu. Hvala.
So we'll next hear from Eugenio Cedeno, a deputy in the Chamber of Deputies of the Dominican Republic's National Congress. And after him, we'll hear from Brian Grimm and Vicente Linares, so they could be coming forward. Yep.
Gracias. Para mí y para los compañeros y compañeras delegados de República Dominicana que nos acompañan.
Y za moje kolege, bilo je velika čast da možemo sudjelovati u ovom konferenciji. Ja sam sudjelovao u mnogo internacionalne konferencije. Bio sam u Kini, Japanu, El Salvadoru, u Čileu i tako dalje. I sudjelovao sam
las confrontaciones.
U događajima kojim su teme bile
donde hay un grupo de guerreros por la paz.
Bile raspravljene, ali znali su se i povećati sukobe među zemljima. Ali vidjela sam ovdje da tu ima grupu ratnika za mir koje rade po svijetu. I veliki mislijac i
nosotros aquí hemos estado discutiendo un tema.
Osnivač Buenos Juarez je rekao da je mir jako važan. To je jedna tema što ima veze sa ljudskim pravima.
Todas las razas humana, todas
ljudi diljem svijeta, sve ljudske rase u početku
dignidad.
Prvo pravo koje smo imali je bilo to da možemo štovati Boga. I to je što se mi mučimo ovdje, mi se pokušavamo riješiti taj problem. taj osnovno ljudsko pravo da čovjek i može imati vjeru koju želi. I to je pravo koje svi mi želimo zaštititi. Ovo je bila velika prilika za mene da dajem svoje mišljenje o važnosti vjerske slobode i poštovanje za vjersku slobodu je najviši način na kojem se može dati poštenje prema osnovnim pravima ljudima. Odlično smo bili tretirani i ostavljam sa vrlo dobro mišljenje i drugšijom vizijom o što Crkva Isusa Krista Sveteca posljednjih dana zapravo jest. Do sada imao sam vrlo čudne ideje, ali sada ostavljam vrlo impresioniran natrag u svojoj zemlji, u svojoj ženi. I imali smo iskustvo ovdje i Dominička Republika napredovala je što se tiče vjerske slobode.
De origen.
Zemlja gdje je Španjolska natjerala ili
de introducir el Congreso en otro país tan pronto lleguemos.
Metnula nama vjeru i mi smo to pokušali sad promijeniti i htjelo bi napisati nove zakone što se tiče ljudski slobodu vjere.
Expositore de este evento, el señor de Argentina.
Jedan od prezentatora ovog događaja, kolega iz Argentine, ne sjećam mu se ime, ispričavam se, Gentile. Važno je da regionalne
internacionales, organismos regionales,
da ne treba samo biti jedan međunarodni ugovor, nego treba biti više načina da treba biti regionalna
un instrumento que
odanost prema tome da se uspostavi vjerska sloboda. Tako da ostale države se mogu i tome isto pridržati, tako da bi mogli napraviti da bude vjerska sloboda. Cijelim svojim srcem vam zahvaljujem za ovo predivno iskustvo koje smo imali i isto to što sam vidio u tabernaklu. Hvala vam.
So next we'll hear
Reći ćemo čuti od Brajma Grima koji predstavlja ne odvjetnike od nas.
Representing some lawyers.
I onda gospodin Guinness koji će predstavljati advokate.
Thomas Phillips
and poznati veličasnika Phillipsa i onda gospodin Artido. Ja sam socijalni znanstvenik i mjerio sam vjersku slobodu i ograničenja na vjersku slobodu i moram priznati da su na mene utjecali par advokati, jedan koji meni s desno sjedi. Dok sam sakupljao ove indekse, sastavljao ove indekse, dobio sam pismo od Kola koji je razgovarao o kako
restriction on religion. And that that I created that continue to this day. So
pristranost prema jednoj vjeri također može biti način ograničenja i skraćivati vjersku slobodu. Bilo mi čast biti ovdje. Ovo je jedna od najboljih konferencije na kojim sam bio. Ne samo radi logistika, nego fokusiranje na temu na kojoj su svi bili koji su svi smatrali važnim. Ovo je bilo vrlo dobro iskustvo.
Trends that I think are important to watch.
Trendovi koji mislim da su važni da se promatraju je rad koji se radi u Kini za njih par godina. Sudac je bio sa mnom i bilo je lijepo biti sa vama.
You know, just spending time together.
Provesti vrijeme sa svima vama. i pomoći drugima da dobiju ideju kako vjera i pravo mogu zajedno sudjelovati. Bilo je čast i mislim da rad koji je ovdje obavljen je vrlo dobar. Imam nekoliko priješke o stvari što bi trebali promatrati sa strane znanstvene strane, moguće i s političke strane. Prva stvar je da vjerska sloboda utječe na sve nas, da nasilje što se temelji na nečijoj vjeri je nešto što sve vjere
choose to have no faith at all. So whether we're religious or non-religious,
koji doživljavaju ne samo vjernici nego i ljudi koji nemaju vjeru, i to je nešto što svi imamo zajedničko, kao što sam pokazao svoj dati muslimani to i skuse gotovo onoliko često kao i kršćani, znači da to nije limitirano samo na jednu vjeru. Sada ima tri trenda koje ja gledam i koje mislim da je važno promatrati u sljedećim godinama, je globalizacija, stvara veći pluralizam u zemljama nego što je bilo prije par godina, i to stvara novih problema za vjersku slobodu. To se pogotovo događa u zemljama u Europi gdje je bilo imigracije u posljednjim desetićima, pogotovo što se tiče novih vjerskih grupa, pogotovo muslimana. I vidjeli smo da je došlo do puno nasilja što se tiče i neprijateljstvo što se tiče tih vjera, i kao što se pokušava implementirati te vjere u Europi. I onda također ti ljudi može donese i predrasude od vjere s koje su oni došli. Na primjer, došli su više vjere koje su protiv Židova, i zato smo vidjeli porast osjećaja mržnje prema Židovima u Europi. Također može biti nasilje prema imigrantima i nasilje koje imigranti sami napravi drugima. Druga stvar je ideja da treba zaštititi svoju zemlju ili bilo koju drugu zemlju protiv opasne vjere koje nas afesira, i ovo se vidi kao u zakonima bogohuljenja ili to je veza između ovih zakona ekstremizma. I to se vidi u nekim mjestima kao u Pakistanu, na primjer, gdje zakoni bogohuljenja imaju smrtnu kaznu. A političari koji su pokušali skinuti te zakone, ministar u Pakistanu i evo sekretari su bili ubijeni samo zato što su preporučili da se prekinuti zakoni. Znači, zakoni koji bi trebali pomoć braniti protiv ekstremizma, možda čak i izazovu ekstremizam. I još jedan trend koji je važan promatrati je polarizacija u zemljama koje imaju velike ograničenja i socijalno neprijateljstvo što se tiče vjerovanja, postaju sve ograničavajuća i nasilna.
The restrictions are increasing. Nigeria, we saw.
Jeri, vidjeli smo da socijalno nasilje koje
and we saw it increase during our period. So these are
uključuje vjeru, možda vjere nisu izrokovali, ali nasilje koje uključuje vjeru su povisili. Ovi trendovi su važne za vlade. Dok se vraćate, molim vas da pričate svojim političarima, i bilo bi mi drago ostati u kontaktu sa puno vama. Ali tri primjera u Kini. Snažna vladska ograničenja. Imali su zakoni koji su pokušali ograničiti socijalna nasilja, ali bez obzira na to, broj nasilja se povisio. U Danskoj, gdje ima generalna otvorenost, isto je podraslo i naraslo socijalna društvena nasilje. To je zemlje gdje su one crtići proroka Muhammeda prvo bile publicirana. I znači ima.
I don't think I shared this the.
Ne mislim da sam ovo podijelio jučer, ali onaj glavni engleski engleske novine u Turskoj imali su
religion in Turkey did not
onak na kojem se zvalo dobra vijest ograničenje u Turskoj ograničenje vjere u Turskoj nisu povišenje. Mi smo već rekli da su broj već da su već bilo visko, ali to što nisu narasle ipak je novina onda rekla da je to dobra vijest, ali nije zato što su ipak imali visok broj ograničenja. I onda važno je vidjeti smjer u kojem bilo koje zemlje ide. To je zašto je važno za nas socijalne, za znanstvenike, zato što istraživanje koje mi činimo može biti korisno ljudima i kako da reagiraju na to što se vidi, to što se nađe u istraživanju. Hvala.
So. Vicente, and then we're going to run out of space up here, so I apologize, but then...
Ispričavam se, ali...
Professor Gentile.
First of all, let me thank...
Htjela bih zahvaliti svim delegantima, naravno, što su ovdje, ali također i našim domaćinima. Mislim da, kao što smo mi vidjeli kroz ove sesije, vjerska sloboda je vrlo komplicirani problem.
Its analysis evolves from...
Ta analiza se evoluira kroz smatranje javna i privatna ograničenja i
and even passive transgressions. The simple maintenance
stupe javne ili privatne što se tiče vjere. To se pogotovo događa u zemljama koje su konfesionalne države.
Felt by important minorities.
To osjeća od važne manjine, to osjeća i kao prijestup.
So we have to thank our hosts.
Moramo zahvaliti našim domaćinima što su nam dali otvoreni forum gdje
as Brian was saying, not
što je Brian rekao, ne, gdje je samo cijela infrastruktura i bila nama dana da bude što bolje, tako da svi možemo
also,
ponašati i možemo djelovati najbolje što smo mogli. I bili
not church member, but in the environment on the philosophy of the Church of Jesus Christ of
life. Poznati sa filozofijom i okolicom crkve Isusa Krista, Svetaca posljednjih dana. Moram reći da poštovanje i
and selfless manner of the church members is the ideal set
i obzirnost što su crkveni članovi nama dali vrlo je važno za akademsko raspravljanje. Bio sam dio puno raspravljanja i mogu vam reći da mnogo puta sekularne forume su više ograničavajuće nego ovo mjesto gdje smo mi sada. Zatim zahvaljujem crkvenim autoritetima ovdje na Brigham i Youngu i čestitam vam zato što je ovo pravo akademsko i slobodni forum.
On the legal side,
sa zakonske strane, stvar što sam najviše primijetio i sa time ću vas ostaviti, jest da čini se
these complex problems,
da ovi komplicirani problemi koji su nam prezentirani što se tiče slobode vjere su vrlo teško riješiti samo jedino sa gledišta individualne slobode. Naše međunarodne ugovore i ustave nisu dovoljne kada se suočimo sa analiziranjem problema i stavljanje grupu potisnutu grupu s jedne strane i onda grupa koja potiskuje na drugu stranu.
They make for very hard analysis.
Vrlo je teško tako što analizirati. I čovjek što je pričao prije mene
to attend to this
da bi
this essential and to quote
brinili za ovu potrebu čovječanstva
something that is so essential.
Citiram Jakuba, vrlo je važno za ljudsko dostojanstvo.
As they say here in America. So I leave you with a thought that manifestations of religion and the promotion of organized religion.
Promocija organizirane vjere u svim našim zemljama.
Tool je more focused on, more analyzed and more exploited.
Je oruđe koje treba biti više analizirano. Hvala vam svima ponovno na roti i ajmo čuti što svi drugi imaju za reći. Hvala.
So Reverend Thomas Phillips from Malaysia, he's the Secretary and Vice Chairman of the Christian Federation of Malaysia and President of the Malaysian Council of Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Sikhism, and Taoism. He may represent more than all of us.
Let me start by saying, dear friends, because it's the feeling that I get after coming here. When I first had a call from...
Kada dođem vamo, posle...
Since the Church of the Latter Saints, I was a bit skeptical.
Bio sam malo
when he asked for a meeting.
Skeptičan.
The Mormons is something negative.
Pošto sam mislio, mislim da Mormoni su uvijek nešto negativno. I kad sam vamo došao, pomislio sam, o Bože, šta ja sada sebe... koju poziciju sebe stavljam.
But interestingly, after a long...
I interesantno, posle ovoga i kad sam došao na aerodromu, video sam, upoznao sam volontira.
Meeting me is friendly nature.
Really. I baš je prijatan i baš sam se osjećao slobodno.
I lost my tiredness.
Baš sam se iznenadio i osjećao sam se uzbuđenim i malo veseljivim.
And there is something unusual because we come as delegate, we meet at a conference and we just leave. And it was a good experience that you know some of the members of the church met together.
I neki su si iz crkve zajedno seli iz crkve i onda sam ja i moja žena isto s njima.
So open and so natural, and that's the atmosphere of this whole conference that is given.
Tako sam se osjećao da je cijela konferencija ovako veoma opuštena i pričam s vama preko, dolazim iz društva koje ima više religija.
Claim your rights. And we always are not looking at the other person. We are looking in terms inward looking.
Nekad ne gledamo u druge osobe nego u nas, ali sad kad sam došao u konferenciju video sam da svi mi ovdje hoćemo isto u našoj državi, imamo isti cilj i otvorilo je
mišlje. Like praying for myself or my church, I need to understand humanity, and that is one of the things.
Hoću da razumem.
When we stand on issues, we have common issues,
and it's. Imamo svi slične.
Peace. We make claims that our religions are, you know, the will of God. It teaches us of compassion. It is.
Bog uči nas ljubav i religija je nešto što treba čovječanstvo da na sve zajedno donese.
People from various parts of the world. In fact, I'm meeting my chief justice for the first time personally in this conference
because znao glavnog
the issues.
Glavnog pravdu ovdje.
A jurist makes their claims and make their judgments.
Nisam se osjetio da su
what when judge the chief justice said it's the politicians who legitimize certain things and the judges becomes helpless and they are not able to do anything about it in a helpless situation.
Oni ne mogu ništa uraditi što se tiče neke situacije i osjećaju se
Parliament will make laws. I think these are things that we need to educate our people, our members out from the pews, from the pulpit. So the changes are not by just through violence, by getting the right people in the right places to speak out. And I'm really fascinated by the trip to America. You see, when I meet members of the legislators, they ask, how many children do you have? I say, only three. I thought I was embarrassed to say three. I thought it was too much. But then someone says, seven, eight. I get a shock of my life. Then when you say you don't smoke, you don't drink even coffee, I was really...
Sam čuo da ne piju, ne puše i ne piju kafu. Mislim, samo ovo je nešto drugačije. Mislim...
Not able to come out of that...
Mislim da je... Je samo svoje mišlje stavimo kako mi mislimo u takoj osobi, ali ovdje, pošto sam ovdje, mogu da budem zahvalan za takve stvari i razlike.
Journey of faith. And when I talk about conversion, it's not about other person being converted. In my engagement with everyone is a conversion for myself. I was impressed by Justice Viaco with his statement when he started off. It was impressive in his contributions. And these are things that...
Ali Jahov bio...
My thanks for the wonderful experience that I have, and I'm sure
zahvala sam ovdje za stvari što sam naučio i što mogu da idem sad nazad i nadam se da ćemo biti bolji ljudi.
Thank you.
Opet vam hvala svima što smo sve ovo
So finally, we'll hear from Professor Jorge Horacio.
Zadnje čućemo od profesora Jorge prošli studija i član parlamenta.
En realidad, yo tuve mucho interés cuando me invitaron a venir.
Sam se veoma zainteresovao kad sam me pitali da dođem ovdje, zato što sam mnogo imao
imaginarme
umnja što se tiče ove teme u mom životu. Mislio sam kao prvo šta se desilo prvom kristijanu
i no es de este mundo.
Jevrejima.
Les dijo.
Adereko.
Lo que es del César y a Dios lo que es de Dios. Y esta duda.
Asumnya.
Simplemente por la tradición y los años que se había esperado el Mesías debe haber sido muy grande. No sé si ha sido despejada en estos dos milenios que han pasado de la llegada de Cristo. Y tan no ha pasado que yo soy uno de los que tiene duda.
Od vremena Krista. Ja sam jedan bio s tim sumnjom. I glavni cilj što sam ovdje htio došao je da, da pomislim opet te moje sumlje sa drugim kristijanima, muslimanima i ljude, uglavnom druge religije. Ova sumnja mi je veoma pomogla
u
svemu što se ovdje pričalo, ali najviše možda u to vrijeme je
globalizado.
Bilo
decisione non la toma.
Isto šta je šta. Danas živimo u svetu gdje
i no tenemos un gobierno mundial aspira.
Pravi.
Si no lo tenemos.
Odluke.
Para el mundo globalizado.
Tale mi nemamo
presara
ili globalizni svet.
De un tratado internacional.
Sa tim sumnjom što imam ovo ću.
Pero eso es una utopía, es una cosa muy difícil. Hay 32 países.
Mi rekli da je veoma teško da ima 32 ili 193 države i
todavía en el mundo hay persecuciones.
En el mundo
hay personas encarceladas, hay gente condenada a muerte por
razones.
Y quizás en las constituciones o en algunas normas dispersas internacionales no hemos podido encontrar la solución para este problema globalizado. Por eso me he atrevido a pensar, alguna vez cuando fui diputado, recuerdo que me pasó una cosa parecida.
Había senador.
Tenía la idea de presentar un proyecto para aprobar el tratado.
Ideo.
Quizás.
Jedan zakon što sam teo da
resolver un problema muy difícil en el
mundo. Prođe. Hteo sam da atomičku problem da
es un tema muy lejano, es un tema muy difícil en sí mismo. Nunca, cuando lo tuve que estudiar, encontré un proyecto tan difícil como el tema atómico para poderlo resolver.
Yo počeo da studiram, našao sam problem da je to stvarno teško da se...
No lo habían aprobado. Pero el año siguiente lo aprobaron. Y bueno, yo creo que un tratado de esta naturaleza...
Verujem da...
...de aprobar. Pero no sé si va a ser más difícil que la Declaración Universal de los Derechos Humanos.
Es ya que da
1948.
Lo
tres años de dos bombas atómicas, de la Segunda Guerra Mundial, los dos holocaustos y al inicio de la Guerra Fría. Y se logró. Jean Maritain.
A početku hladne. Hladnog rata.
Dejó y dio la idea.
Francuski ambasador je došao sa jednom idejom da ne pričamo fundamentalne
stvari
o više o praktičkim problemima.
Que países judíos, etcétera.
Germanske zemlje, jevrijske zemlje.
La gran conquista.
Dakle, da to brode.
Artículo de esta declaración.
To je bilo veliki uspeh u svetu. I taj drugi deo priča veoma puno o religijskoj slobodi.
Decido respecto de la libertad religiosa. Y por eso...
Možda mi nećemo moći doći sa takom...
referido... al derecho de las personas.
Ali prvo kao.
Segundo, referido a
prava što se tiče ljudi i religijske slobode i drugo što se tiče crkva i religijskih institucija. I treći deo
de un comité, de un consejo interreligioso e interestatal. Que haga el soft law. No puede hacer el hard law porque no hay gobierno mundial, pero en definitiva por lo menos nos va a servir.
Nema svetskog vlasti, svetske vlasti, ali makar će ovo biti kao neki deo što bi
que es la creación de un relator internacional de la libertad religiosa que se creó en el siglo pasado, los últimos años del siglo pasado con intolerancia religiosa y que luego le cambiaron de nombre para la libertad religiosa desde el año 2000 para acá. Y bueno, este órgano plural puede ayudar al mundo a que nos entendamos mejor en esta materia de libertad religiosa.
Y no moglo pomoći što se tiče religijske slobode i ovo je zato što ja i zbog ovoga vam zahvaljujem svima.
O por lo menos la mía.
Možemo vratiti u naše religije ili makar moju. Ja.
Muchas veces son de una minoría. No todos en nuestras respectivas iglesias se preocupan tanto por estos temas. Pero seguramente tendremos que ir a predicar estos temas para que no solamente en nuestras comunidades, sino en el mundo haya libertad religiosa y para que todos nos entendamos mejor como creyentes de Dios.
Celom svetu što se tiče religijske slobode. Bez Bog blagoslove. Hvala veoma.
Last night after the dinner,
noć posle večeri, moja žena i ja smo imali šansu da čujemo našu najmlađu ćerku. Ona i njen muž su tek kupili kuću i zadnju noć je bila prva noć što su ostali živjeli u toj kući. Bila je puna sa kartonskim boksovima.
Improvised bedding arrangements. We wanted to be able to say that we had
first night. Htjeli smo da možemo da kažemo da smo bili tamo njihovu prvu noć kad su bili u toj kući. Moja žena im je mogla više malo pomogla nego ja. Ali veoma sam zahvalan familiji koja mi propusti takve stvari.
Thinking about the image of seeing our children.
Mislio sam više o što se tiče naše djece kad se oni sele u njihove kuće sa njihovim snovima. Mi svi moramo misliti o kućama u koje će se naše djeca useliti ili
concrete.
I ne možemo da mislimo
habit.
But we to samo da će to samo biti njihove kuće, ali
children are forgetting how to spell because they are
becoming. Naša deca su zaboravile kako da pišu zato što su samo pošalju tekst poruke.
Your own cell phones about. They friend people on Facebook.
Oni postaju prijatelji sa ljudima na Facebooku. I možda malo idu dalje od što se tiče kontakta sa ljudima lice u lice. Sve tehnologijske
we here at the center are trying to learn how to take advantage of. It's a world in which yesterday's science fiction has become today's
reality. Što mi sada pokušavamo da koristimo.
What the future is.
I ne mogu da zamislim šta će budućnost biti kao, ali znamo nešto fundamentalne stvari.
They have questions about the meaning.
Imaju pitanje o života. Da li je tamo, da li postoji život posle? Kako da nađeš srećnost?
About how to achieve justice and avoid evil.
Kako da izbjegavaš zlo i stekneš pravo.
With those characteristics of human beings,
karakteristikama, a naći ćemo drugačije odgovore s tim fundamentalnim pitanjima. I onda od naše deca će živjeti u pluralističkim svijetu.
Trying to understand the relationship of religion.
Mi koji pokušavamo da razumemo religiju vezu između religije, sveta i politike, možemo
Now let me say just a few things about two issues that have been running through our discussions here and in a lot of other conferences that I've been at lately.
The first, ali u drugim konferencijama što sam bio, prvo je automička
equality.
Druga je
I was preparing to go on my first trip to Central and Eastern Europe. It was April. I think this was literally the night before I was leaving, and I heard that the Supreme Court had decided Employment Division versus Smith, which any of those of you who are American religion lawyers will know, is the case, the peyote case, in which the Supreme Court decided any general or law could overturn or override religious freedom claims. Subject to
a religijske slobode.
A really devastating blow to religious freedom.
Ovo je bio loš slučaj što se tiče ljudi i njihove religijske slobode u ovdje. Ja sam se mislio, ja bi se mislio da voleo bi tada da evropski svet ne bi čuo ovu vezi ovoga, i pošto živimo u modernom svetu put interneta i tako, oni su čuli.
Protection of religious freedom was abandoned in neutral and general laws once passed should override religious liberty claims.
This bilo je da religijska sloboda ne bi bila najvažnija nego
most people sort of focus on what
isti zakon za sve, da je neutralan.
The court hasn't been followed very closely on this one. Congress immediate, well, it took about 3 years, but parliaments move slowly. Within about 3 years, they...
U 3 godine parlament i oni su prešli...
strict
scrutiny. Da pređe...
Supreme Court didn't like that, so they held...
Drugi zakon što bi pomogao religijskoj slobodi.
I, the courts that much... power. This is a strange switch. The courts are.
Glavni sud i mali sud nisu se baš snasli što se tiče te odluke. Ali
they held that Congress didn't have power to impose a tougher standard on the states. That stricter standard
su
to federal legislation. And then the lesser known fact is that the majority of American states interpreting their own state constitution
američki država imaju svoj poseban zakon što se tiče religijske slobode, oni to
actually gave great
koriste.
What was really seen, I think, as a
najviše vidjelo
protections. One of the things that gave us great comfort is Justice Scalia's opinion in that early 1990s religious autonomy, with church autonomy, with the ability to of religious organizations to have
autonomy.
The very significant implications of that notion has been the so-called ministerial exception, which has been supported by all of the federal appellate courts in the United States, which basically holds that if where one is dealing with a religious community,
ima nešto veze sa religijskoj društvu.
That happens.
Kad se to desi, crkve imaju autonomiju i neki red.
Now there had been some debates, and it was thought when
bile su neke rasprave.
There's a case being argued tomorrow in our Supreme Court.
Sutra ima jedan važan sudski slučaj što će
the basic argument was people thought that basically the ministerial exception would remain intact, but there was some question about who qualifies as a minister. Who is
primer ko je kvalificiran da bude
priest that
op ili
really get to say who is going to be in those positions.
I crkva će ima pravo da kaže ko bude u tim pozicijama.
Is that the Solicitor General and those arguing against the church's position have
i koji se bune
1990 equally to the autonomy cases
that koji se bune u vezi toga
left protected at the time of the Smith's case that should also be subject to legislative attack. My own view is that is a very
mišljenje
da of course people of goodwill can
imaju dobro mišljenje,
but What's hard is that
teško je da,
if this is in some ways the oldest part.
Ovo je najveći, najstariji deo religijske slobode. U Americi najstarije slučajevi suski su u vezi crkve.
Strands in religious history in general, because one of the key questions was always the extent to which religion could be independent from the state, and critical to that independence was being able to appoint the people who represent or work for the religious organization. My worry is that
ljudi koji rade za nju.
Economy is rendered open to legislative attack, particularly at the key leverage point of managing religious employment. The consequences could be devastating for religious communities. Allowing general and neutral laws to override individual conscientious objection claims without compelling justification is profoundly objectionable from my viewpoint, but in the end has affected primarily relatively unusual claims. Religious autonomy is different. It's critical to
religijska anatomija je drugačija.
Its distinctive vision with authenticity. To lose the battle for religious autonomy is ultimately to lose the battle for religious freedom itself. But that battle can only be won if we engage at all the levels, from abstract theory through various levels of constitutional analysis to concrete case law. And one of the values of a symposium like this is to bring together minds that are thinking hard about these issues, that understand why they are hard issues, and that tries to understand and see some of the best solutions that we can find. Now, one can understand the appeal of the
political
and general laws ought to be able to override religious freedom claims. That is, I can understand the other side of this argument. Fundamentally, it's an issue of equality. Why should an exception be made for religious groups? Why should an exception be granted for Rastafarians or for the Christian Education Society, as was talked about by Justice Yacoub in his keynote address, or for other religious groups? Doesn't that make religion a law unto itself? That's what Justice Scalia asked in Smith. Isn't that a recipe for anarchy? Now, I think
ja mislim da moj
question
mišljenje je da što je iznati pitanja šta je
a sense of equality that fails to recognize that society has an interest in recognizing and buttressing conscience, whether secular or religious. This is one of the most vulnerable of all aspects of human life in society and demands our highest protections. If this vulnerability collapses, there are all kinds of bad things that can happen in its train. There will, of course, be limits. And I think the limits are actually fairly well articulated in the international limitation clauses if these are narrowly construed. But we need to protect conscience and the institutions which nourish conscience. Moreover, I think sometimes I think we have, there is a tendency to see what you could call the Smith situation or the appeal of general and neutral laws. You can see the situation is religions asking for an exception to the law. But what is the law? Is the law just what the legislators
say?
Is the law
političari kažu što je to, ili da li je zakon nešto što
the deeper that underlie our constitutional norms. And if that's true, it may be that the people asserting claims of conscience are not calling for an exception to the law. They are calling for understanding of the way that the law is contoured to take into account religious difference, to take into account the vulnerabilities of conscience. Now I think we are,
ja mislim da smo mi svi idemo u nove kuće, idemo u teške vremena.
Those who are,
mislim za one koji su
in favor of religion,
od vere.
So much of human history are being eroded, and so there are deeper questions about what the nature of the house should be. We have dark memories of religion. We have memories of the Inquisition. We have memories of oppression. And one of the things that is a little grim prospects. One of the wonderful studies is one that looks across the world and recognizes, and I'm not going to have, I didn't have time to look up the exact statistics.
Po vremena da pogledam tačne brojeve, ali veliki broj država na svetu, ja mislim 30 ili više procenata imaju veoma stroge restrikcije u vezi religijske slobode. Zato što su tako visoka, kao 70% ljudi na svetu žive sa tim restrikcijama.
Nemoj
da zaboravimo da Amerika je ima najmanje ti restrikcija.
Very significant concerns or risks about this fundamental value. So I think it's fair to say that this is a
mogu da kažem da je ovo briga svi ljudi.
Interesting one. It's in a way it's a
interesantna
kind of crisis, because it's not one in which people are clamoring to attack religious.
Zato što nije jedna što ljudi hoću da da napadnu religijsku
slobodu. But what happens, people say, of course we should have religious.
Da se desi, naravno da trebamo imati religijsku slobodu, ali ima neke.
The ways that exceptions can be framed are expanding, and it's this erosion.
Iz izetki stalno rastu.
The crisis.
Izetci. Je šta pravi
about the houses that our children
u krizu
into. I believe that we need to find ways
da treba da nađemo puteve da
make room for people,
da pravimo kuće, veoma različite kuće što su dobre za ljude
really
drugačijim mišljenjima što se tiče religije.
Respect the right of other peoples, and in a way, and I'm looking at Ture Lindholm on the front row here, one of the things I've learned from him is that in a way what's really critical is not that we have the same views, but that we know that we will protect each other in our rights to have our own views. That is really the fundamental thing, and what's vital is that means that there will be room, that the houses we're building, the societies we're building need to have room for a lot of
treba da imamo mesta za jako drugačiji puta što možemo da pravimo te kuće. Isto da kažem,
my daughters, they actually have a lot of boxes.
Mnogo boksova. A mislim se o Rachel i njene molitvi, što je pričala, pomenula
religious traditions, sources within religious traditions, teaching us to
spomenula mudrost. Ima, mislim, puno toga u svijetu.
And applied.
I mnogi je koriste. Samo hoću na zadnju da kažem.
Well, a scriptural phrase. A few years ago, when we had
par godina na ovoj konferenciji, bili smo u sred Ramadana. I
impacts on the meals.
Imali su neke interesantne neki
And also,
interesanti utjecaj na hranu, što možete zamislite.
Religious practice in general. And I read one of the
ja sam čitao jedan divan biblijski deo o postiti, što možeš da misliš kao neka religijska tradicija i pitanja pitati kakav post je stvarno hoće Bog da imamo.
That is part of what religion should really be about. And then there is a promise that comes to
ima jedno obećanje što dođe kod onih što imaju nešto da ima budu da mogu da
generations
prve nešto i
bearer of the breach
biće sljedeće generacije.
We face a lot of breaches in our society, a lot of breaches of faith, a lot of rupture of relationships.
I vidimo puno krešenja u našem životu. Važno za nas da uradimo. Pustite nas da
the people who come to this conference each in their own way, in their own lives, in their own positions place significant their society to that end. And I'm convinced
i ja sam ubeđen da sam video u drugim mestima u svetu mnogo mesta da možemo popraviti ove stvari i da možemo da napravimo
your participation. Thank you for your
hvala vam za vaš rad.
Thank you. That the formal conference comes to an end. We will return. Let's actually, I need someone to tell me. We have a dinner fairly soon. I can't remember whether we've given you a chance to go back.
Ne mogu da se setim da li imate šansu da idete nazad u vaš hotel ili ne, ili samo izgleda da idemo samo na večeru. Svi znate da idete i vidimo vas na večeri.